95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
What is up?
You know, this, that, the other thing.
Playing some jams?
I guess. Oh, yeah. Yes. God, I thought I was in here doing laundry, but yes.
Yes, you are
rock.
Playing jams.
That's weird. Yeah. Oh. $5,000. Did you know that our little contest?
Not know that.
Yeah, it's up to $5,000.
KLOS $100,000 name game you can play between now and 4 to win $5,000.
Plus, we have a sex as our subject for Gimme 5 today.
We've had a lot of requests already.
We
overwhelming
have.
Response.
We might have to do a month of it.
Worst first dates, he tried to say.
Mm.
I don't know if you heard about the guy with the airplane.
No.
Oh, wait till you hear about the guy with
sweet.
The airplane.
Okay.
And a man who is allergic to orgasming.
Oh, that's horrible.
Bad news for
that's
dude.
That's awful.
That
I can't
news.
Live. I can't go on. There's no point.
That's coming up today on 95.5 KLOS.
Wilhelm Eidel. Latest from Monsieur Billy. That is Cage. Title track from his new EP. Great stuff on that album.
That is good,
too.
Yeah.
Really good stuff on it.
Man allergic to his own orgasm. Actively avoids sleeping with girlfriend.
Oh, my God. That is the worst. That is, of all the horrible things
right?
you brought in here, the stories,
the worst.
Tales of woe,
uh-huh.
That's the worst.
Yep.
What's the point?
27-year-old man dubbed the unluckiest man alive.
So we're not the only ones who feel that way.
Suffers from a rare disease that causes him to experience flu-like symptoms.
Every time he has an orgasm.
Yes.
Dude, who cares? Have the orgasm. Deal
right.
with the flu. So
it's
what?
My thought. Here are the flu-like symptoms, though. Fever, cough, sneezing, muscle weakness, as well as concentration, memory, and even speech issues.
Is there...
I have all those already.
Right?
I'm the perfect...
I mean, there's no coughing up blood or, like, hemorrhaging
no, just,
or...
Just,
so
just
who cares?
Flu. Right.
Wow, that's awful.
They've only found 60 cases of this.
Really?
In humankind, yes.
What is the name for this awful, awful thing? I hope it's some... sort of fits
it's
the
not
name.
As funny as you would
no,
think.
Yeah.
It's just a confusing word. It's a post-orgasmic illness syndrome.
Post-orgasmic? Yeah, that'll be certain commercials. Hey, do you suffer from post-orgasmic?
Do you feel the flu?
Do you have a flu, sir, or you just have an orgasm last night? Wow, that's awful.
Many health providers do not know about it, let alone the public.
Sure.
So the insurance, he's had problems covering it because
like,
they
you're
don't
making
understand.
It up, man.
Dude, that's not a thing.
You're just trying to get some drugs.
They have eventually helped this man.
Yeah.
He started having these symptoms when he was around 18, and he had a runny nose and coughing and sneezing and hives on his arms.
Oh, my God.
What
wow.
the hell?
And how do you, like, how did he finally put it together? How many doctors did...
As you can imagine, he went
sure.
to doctor after doctor,
yeah.
after urologist after
yeah.
doctor after specialist, and finally somebody figured out that it was post-orgasmic illness syndrome.
Dude, I don't want to tell you, man, but you got the worst thing ever.
Dr. Stan Holzer and his colleague were able to treat him with several antihistamines.
There you go.
Which caused his symptoms to subside by about 90%.
Well, there you go.
So he's in.
He's good to go.
You give me those. If I had this,
you would
give me those antihistamines and I would shove them in my nose and ears.
All orifices.
And beehole.
Filled
I would
with
put them everywhere.
Astomins.
Right.
Those things.
And then go for it.
Damn it.
Before 4 o'clock, you could win $5,000.
Yeah.
KLOS $100,000 name game.
Take our money. We
right.
want you to win.
You can do it before 4 o'clock.
Very soon.
Keep listening for that. I posted a woman who I'm in love with now, and it looks like the interview is from the 70s or 80s.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Right.
It seems like it's in Britain. There's very little information.
So she might be a little bit old and on a different continent, but you're in. You're all in.
Correct.
Okay.
I will have her. Her toaster
mm-hmm.
is possessed by the devil.
Oh, you know, I had a fridge that was possessed.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. Satan was hanging out in the fridge. He was like, he really liked the celery we were keeping.
It's odd that he would be in a toaster because that seems dull.
Well, it's hot at least. You know, that makes a little more sense. I was confused
sense.
That he was in. Why would Lucifer be in a major appliance? That's not what you usually
it's a great question. But,
Zool, sure.
But a interviewer went to ask her,
uh-huh.
God bless him. And this is some of what she had to say.
You heard, I am the devil.
What kind of voice did the devil have?
A very low voice. I'd say sounded like Eli Wallach.
Okay.
You know,
now, I don't know who that
no.
is, but her toaster's saying things out loud. Let's not pass that.
Right.
He said, I am the devil. In a very low voice.
And your bagel is almost ready.
And your bagel is almost ready.
Wait till you see what I do to your bagel.
Howdy, I'm the devil. Your bagel is doing well.
So the toaster is talking to her.
Sure, yeah, like they do.
Like they do.
Uh-huh.
Same old story.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's continue.
As old as time.
Have you saved any of this satanic toast?
Yes.
Like, how do you ask that question without cracking up?
Oh, my God.
Have
I
you
love
saved
this guy.
Any of the satanic toast?
And since it's a 40-year-old interview, I don't care. We got to get him hired here at KLF.
Yes, I did save it because I wanted to be sure that somebody else would see it.
She saved a piece of toast.
First, it was talking to her.
Okay.
Now it prints stuff on her toast.
Oh.
And she's going to show him a piece of toast that has writing on it.
Like 666 or something.
Something like that.
Or invest in whatever.
Sure.
Now this one. Can you see that, Richard?
Okay.
His name's Richard.
Can you see that, Richard?
Good for you,
it's
Richard.
It's perfect lettering. That's half the toast. Like, there's no way you couldn't. It's not something that's small that you might miss.
Right.
Can you see that, Richard? Yeah, it says Satan lives in giant letters. Takes up the whole piece of toast.
Did I hear her son snickering in the background, by the way?
I don't know if there was a son snickering in the background or not. But can you see that, Richard?
Oh, my God.
Satan lives. Just terrible.
Is the toaster still possessed?
All right, great question. How about the toaster now? Now, as we sit here.
Yeah, and it's over there.
Is Satan in that toaster?
Is he hanging out?
It's a great, other solid defensive question, really.
Yeah, yeah.
We still have trouble off and on with it, yes.
Okay.
Wait, so besides printing satanic messages, it might other do things?
It makes other toast that doesn't have messages.
Lucifer's
really losing it. He's got no interest in this.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'll put in bread and he just won't toast it. He just won't. He just goes, I'm Satan. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to me? I'm Satan. This is hilarious.
Yeah, what's going on there?
She's trying to put in a piece of toast.
Oh, I see.
And it's not staying down.
No, get this out of me now.
It's not staying down, so she's trying it and trying it and trying it. And then the next thing you'll hear her say is, it kind of knows, or something like that, where she
knows
thinks
that it spilled holy water on
the
bread.
She thinks that the toaster either isn't ready or just not in the mood right now. I don't know. But she knows that the trouble she's having with the toaster
is Lucifer's fault.
Satan knows she's trying to do this.
And I
can see now it's. It seems to be aware.
So then she pushes it down. And flames shoot out of the toaster.
Get out of here.
Flames.
Really?
A foot high.
Really?
Shoot out of the toaster.
Woo! Now we're getting somewhere.
Now we've got a party. So the only question, the only follow-up that matters on this story with this Satan in your toaster is
after
this.
Flame shootout.
Why have you kept this toaster?
All right. Why have you kept the toaster?
I mean, if it's doing that.
Sluggo, your thoughts?
Because I'm going to be famous with it. It's a gateway to hell. It's something that I better not get rid of.
Get more interviews.
Get some money.
Like that.
Get
Why haven't
toaster?
You gotten rid right. of the satanic toaster?
And she says,
well, Richard, you know, when all is said and done, it makes good toast.
When all is said and done, it makes good toast.
People are so weird.
I love weird people.
Me too.
They make the world go round. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know it.
Georgia college student killed by propeller of plane he rented for date.
Oh, that's rough.
Yep.
Wow.
We're going to talk about bad first dates. Now, I do understand that we're not going to get any of these.
Yeah, that's as bad as it gets. So was she there? What was the story? Did he contact?
His name is Sonny Aliyu. He was 21 years old. He went to Georgia Southern University, and he had rented a Cessna plane that he could fly.
Right.
And he was going to fly like 50 miles to another city.
Uh-huh.
Have dinner.
Right.
Really put on a show.
Right.
And then come back.
Hey, babe.
So they got there.
Yeah.
And they had dinner.
Uh-huh.
And they flew back.
Yeah.
And then she walked toward the back of the plane. That's all she knew. And he walked toward the front and was decapitated.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. Wow, dude. What? I'm suspicious of this. Maybe it was a really terrible date, and maybe she pushed him into that propeller.
I'm guessing it couldn't have gone that poor.
No, I hope not.
But also, if he could fly it.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Doesn't he know that there's a propeller?
You're not supposed to be walking in front of him?
It's pretty clear.
Hasn't he seen Dawn of the Dead? Oh, that was a helicopter, but still.
But still. It doesn't matter what it is.
He should have known. Bad.
He should have known that perhaps walking into a propeller is a bad first date move.
The only thing that's good is he doesn't know he had a bad first date. He doesn't know anything about it now.
That's true. Like,
I don't know. He doesn't hear all his friends going, wow, that was a terrible first date. You got your head cut off.
Oh, my God. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's a freak accident. It happened this past Sunday night in Georgia.
Damn.
And he just walked right into the propeller.
Do not walk into propellers, people.
That's good advice.
No matter if you're date or not. Tip. It doesn't matter
date
if you're
date or not.
Yeah. Even if you're on a date, you know, just go ahead and not. Wow. Right. Do you have anything like that? Do you have a terrible first date?
I never had anything like this.
Well, no. Where's your head then? I've always wondered.
Worst first dates is the topic, though, at 818-955-KLOS.
Clearly, it's not going to be that bad, no. So don't worry about that.
But you went with somebody, and it turned out to go so south. And my favorite ones are the ones that leave midway.
Yeah,
those are my favorite ones where they go, I can't even finish this date.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the restroom and I'll be right back.
Oh, hold on. I've got a phone call. Better. Yeah.
Family emergency. I have a family emergency. I can't do this.
I just remembered I got to move my car to my house.
Without you.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. Worst first dates. It doesn't seem ideal to get your head cut off on your first date.
That is probably not the route to take.
I would say no. I think both of us are in agreement on this
one.
Yeah. Oh, it leaves an impression.
Never forget it. Yeah.
Right. We're talking about worst first dates. KLOS, hello.
Hi, worst first date.
Worst first date, yes.
Okay, so I was a divorced woman with two daughters, and I met this guy who also had two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
We meet up for dinner, and he tells me that he's in trouble because his wife suspects him of molesting his daughters.
Ooh. Oh, my God. He told you that on a first date.
On a first date.
Yes. And then later, maybe within 15 minutes, asked me if I'd remember our first date, what would I talk about on our wedding day?
What?
Wow.
Hey, baby, I really like my daughter. Hey, you want to get married? What are we going to talk about that first date? Our first date. Oh, my God.
So you got up and ran, right?
Did you get out?
Yeah, I went to the bathroom and didn't go back.
Yeah,
good. Excellent.
Good for you.
Excellent move.
Choice. Yeah. Wow.
That's well done.
You get that little sound effect. Wise choice.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Worst first date.
In a move that surprised Kevin, I decided to wear an AC/DC shirt today.
Crazy.
Very unusual, right?
I can't picture you with an AC/DC shirt ever.
9 out of 10 shirts of mine.
It's all she wears.
Have AC/DC on it.
We're talking about worst first dates based on a guy who flew his date to another city for dinner and then walked into the propeller and cut his head off. And that seems bad.
I just think that, you know, they're probably not going to see each other anymore.
Right.
That's probably the end of it.
So you had a worst first date?
The girl that I was going out with, when I told them that I was taking care of my mother because my dad had just passed away, couldn't understand why I was living at home. And that kind of set the date off right away.
She couldn't understand why you were living at home. What?
Clearly misempathetic.
Most of the time, a woman can tell a lot about a man by the way he treats his mom.
Exactly. That would be a good thing.
That would be a good thing.
That'd be a really good thing.
Yeah.
What a fool she is.
Luckily, my current partner feels that way.
Ah, there you go. Do you want to call the other one and hang up on her a couple times? We can do that.
Nah, it's okay. It's old news.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Worst first dates. We're talking about worst first dates. You had one?
So I meet a girl at a barbecue. We exchange numbers. We hit it off. We decided to go have dinner sometime. She chose the place. Well, his boyfriend was a waiter there. She was trying to make him jealous.
Oh, that's lame. Yeah.
Wow.
That is so weak.
Yep. So you were a pawn.
Yeah.
When did you figure out that it was him at the working at the restaurant? How long into the dinner?
So we got some drinks first, and then we get seated, and she asks to be seated in his section or whatever. So we go over, and we sit down. And she's looking for him. So then he comes over and passes by and says, making small talk. And like, who's this guy? And she said that she introduced me as her new friend. And I just felt so uncomfortable and awkward.
Sure.
And I'm like, I don't want to eat the food I just ordered.
No. Yeah, very wise man.
Yeah.
And then you went back and burned down the restaurant.
No, never.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
There's still time. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Worst first date.
Bad first date.
Met this girl at the Ren Fair, hung out, and then we were going to drive up north to our parents' house. Got all the way up there, and I'm introducing her to my dad. I'm like, oh, hey, dad, this is
Yes.
She gives me this.
Oh, no.
Yes, you forgot her name.
No.
Awesome.
Wow. I could see that. I could do that. I'm terrible with names.
Of course.
Terrible.
And people that you know relatively well, you could forget their names. So how did you try to catch that?
I just kind of walked away because I had
to. He just walked away. So leaving her with him. Hilarious.
Yeah. Here's she. Here's her.
You're the best.
This is Give Me Five. I've been
really trying. It's the theme today. Five songs in a row with the theme.
About? Trying to hold back and feel
it. My soul. Sex.
Five sexes in a row. It doesn't have sex in the title. That would help. That'd be good.
Sure.
But, you know, it's about sex. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin is very happy at this moment. He loves that song.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Give me five. Sex version. What do you got?
How about Right Said Fred? I'm too sexy.
Good.
Right?
This Give Me Five has gone off the rails.
You think? Just a bit?
I thought it was going to be like really good sex songs. But you know what, dude? When you think about it.
You deserve it for playing Rod Stewart.
If you Rob think I'm shocked,
come on.
But you know, that's it's kind of like sex.
I thought I would come to KLOS and I would escape that nonsense.
But it's like sex. It's like you want everything to go perfectly and it's terrible. Well, off times. Everything goes south.
Speak for yourself.
Anthony suggested this one from the Beatles on KLOS.
Why don't we do it in the road?
Makes a good point. Why not?
Define do it. KLOS, hello. Who's this?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I want to make a request.
Yes, we're doing Give Me Five with the theme of sex.
Sex.
First, I want to let you know that I would never put anything in your mouth but French fries.
Okay.
Keith. Nothing but French fries.
And how about Nikki?
Darling Nikki?
Yeah.
The fighter's foo?
Hell yeah.
And there's a little extra for you. It's Give Me Six. Give Me Sex. It's Led Zeppelin on KLOS. When he's not busy making toast, that is, you can be running with him.
That's correct, yes. You know. The devil is in a toaster. You'll hear about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Uber Eats now delivers weed in Canada.
What? Another reason to move to Canada.
Now, I would like to suggest that Los Angeles needs to step it up.
Yeah, come on, L.A. You know what? In Florida, they're starting to sell it at Circle K's.
Are they really?
Yeah, Circle K for the win.
Wow.
I always like that store.
Canadians will be able to order legal marijuana straight to their door via Uber Eats as of 2 days ago, Monday.
That's awesome.
The sale of cannabis and its production was legalized in Canada in 2018, but this is the first time that a major third party has jumped in and said, we'll deliver
weed.
Right,
Uber, and weed.
Uber Eats also has food.
Ah, it's the perfect combination. That is a good thing. The future's good.
What is your snack of choice while high?
Oh, stoned?
Mm-hmm.
Frozen M&Ms, like the regular.
Frozen M&Ms?
Yeah. I remember when I started planning for that, I'd be like, get myself some M&Ms, put them in the freezer, and then later when I'm really high, I go, I got some frozen M&Ms, man.
I gotta try that.
Dude,
that's a great idea.
It's awesome.
Mine is just straight Doritos.
Oh, yeah.
I can mow through a Costco full of Doritos.
In the mid-80s, I pretty much lived on that and weed. No joke.
Doritos and weed.
Yes.
That's the physique you have today. Beautiful. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A man is allergic to his own sperm. So, when he orgasms, he gets a severe flu.
Worth it.
Don't worth
go for it. Yeah, who cares?
Both of us vote worth it. Ubers in Canada will now deliver weed and food.
Oh, and by the way, did you see that Circle K, I can't remember where, is going to start selling weed in some stores?
I didn't see that.
Isn't that awesome?
Sweet.
Wow, good.
And in worst first dates, we talked about a guy who rented a Cessna plane, flew his woman to another city for dinner, came home, and walked right into the propeller, cutting his head off. So we can only guess that that was an awful date.
And probably their last. I hope they're last. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. The name game.
Home game.
$100,000 up for grabs. I'll be damned.
$5,000 right now.
Yeah, that's right. You could buy a new toaster.
We will take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
You can give us what we need. We'll give you the dollars. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
My name is Dawn.
Dawn. You are caller 13.
All right. Awesome.
That means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Okay.
We are looking for a classic Crayola color with a two-word name.
And we can tell you the last two guesses were forest green, which sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And lemon yellow. It's not either one of those.
And the jackpot this hour is $5,000.
$5,000.
Okay.
So what would your guess be?
I'm going to say blue green.
Blue green. Young Kevin. He is looking. He's looking at the crayon itself. Oh!
That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
It's sitting right here. Here, hold it up to the microphone.
Incorrect. Sorry. And your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game, which is up to $5,200.
Yeah. Man, oh, man.
Coming up in minutes. It's all about sex.
Yes, indeed it is.
First. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jonathan.
Jonathan, you are caller 13.
Right on.
That means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. We're looking for a classic Crayola color with a two-word name.
And the last two guesses, Kevin?
Were blue-green and forest green.
Blue-green and forest green. So what do you think it is, sir, for $5,200?
Red violet?
Wet violet?
Did you say wet? Mm-hmm.
Red violet.
Oh, red violet. That makes more sense than wet violet. I think I know her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's not it.
That's not it.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry, I thought wet violet was a good guess.
Yeah, that's a great guess. Yeah. Look, that's hot. It's straight up hot.
The game next hour, $5,400. KLOS $100,000 name game. You can win your share of your money by calling 818-955-KLOS. Call right now. Be caller 13.
Give us the right words we're looking for. We'll give you, what is it?
$5,400.
Damn. It's stuck in my head. 2 a.m. I'm singing
the name game for $100,000.
KLOS, who's this?
Yeah, this is Marcelo.
Marcelo, you're caller 13.
All right.
Fast clap for you. We are looking for a classic Crayola color with a two-word name. And the last two guesses were blue-green and red-violet.
It's worth $5,400, so if you could please tell us the name of the classic Crayola color we're looking for with a two-word name.
Purple black.
I'm sorry, did you say fooper black?
Yeah, purple black.
Oh, purple black.
Oh, purple black.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not it?
Purple black is not.
Shut your mouth and shut it and shut up and shut up!
Sorry. It's not correct.
Sorry, dude.
Thank you, though. Thanks for calling.
Interesting guess. Thanks, man.
Your next chance to play the game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 o'clock, and it will be worth $5,600.
Prince released his sophomore self-titled album, Prince, on this day in rock in 1979. There's a real guitar classic on that one called Bambi with extremely naughty lyrics. I suggest you look it up. And it also contains the original version I Feel For You, the Chaka Khan cover, Chaka Khan covered in 1984. You know that Talking Heads movie, Stop Making Sense? It was released to theaters on this day in rock in 1984.